48 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Monday, and it's your fifth day of January. Ready to get the week and the new year underway. First full week, James Timberlake.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Ready to get the week underway.
Yeah, I think so.
No more time off for a while.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
That's all right. Let's get rolling today, James. Fifth day of January. Robert Duvall, actor. Jeez, you could go on the list of movies and titles that he was part of.
Been in a lot of stuff.
Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. 95 today.
Wow.
Good for him. Ted Lang, the actor on the Love Boat fame. Remember the Love Boat? You don't remember, but people closer to my age do. The Love Boat. He was Isaac, the bartender on the Love Boat. And he is 78 today. Actress Pamela Sue Martin is 73 today.
Okay.
And the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Clancy Brown. So you learned something new today. Clancy Brown, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, is 67 today.
You would not, if you were to look at him,
you would not guess.
You wouldn't pin that. And then also, if you were to hear his normal voice, you wouldn't pin that to be him.
No.
As SpongeBob Square. He does not sound like somebody that would do that voice.
I know. 1885. We're going to go back. Dr. William Grant performed what is believed to be the first appendectomy on Mary Gartside, 22, in Davenport, Iowa. The doctor was pretty proud of himself after that.
Believe that?
I believe that, huh? I'm sure she was feeling very good, too.
Yeah.
1895. German physicist Wilhelm Roentgen first described X-rays in an Australian newspaper on this date.
Okay.
1925, how about a little Wyoming history for you, James? Mm-hmm. Nellie T. Ross of Wyoming becomes the first U.S. female governor as she finishes out the term of her late husband.
Okay.
1914, Ford Motor Company announced an eight-hour workday and a minimum wage of $5 for a day's labor. 1940, FM radio was demonstrated for the first time to the FCC on this date, 1940. 1970, All My Children.
Okay.
One of the many soap operas.
Yeah.
Premiered on ABC.
Been on since I was born, probably.
Yes, 1970. 1993, the last legal hanging in the U.S. took place in Washington State. They executed Wesley Allen Dodd. That was 1993. 1998, actor-turned-politician Sonny Bono killed when he hit a tree skiing in South Lake Tahoe, California. He was 62. And in 2004, after 14 years of denials, Pete Rose admitted publicly he'd bet on baseball games involving his own team. It is Bird Day today. Man, you could have bird watching yesterday, huh?
Yeah. Okay, it was warm enough.
Damn. I don't recall ever riding my bicycle outside.
In
January 4th.
Yeah.
Ever. But I did. Went for a great ride. Today is also George Washington Carver Day.
Okay.
Keto Day, if you're on the keto diet.
Yeah.
It's
a couple people that use that.
I do too. I don't know the specifics of it. I know, you know, just kind of a
it's pretty
somewhat overall of what they eat, but
I think in the grand scheme of things it's pretty strict. But they make a lot of now keto friendly stuff just in general. So.
Right. Right, yeah. Monopoly game day. Sure.
Okay. The worst.
You don't like Monopoly?
I mean, it's all right. I don't like playing it that much just because it can get
it's fun
out of hand.
Oh.
It's like playing Risk. Like, you wouldn't play Risk on a game night because it takes 7 hours to finish a game of Risk.
Really? Wow.
Risk is impossible.
Okay. Well, it's Monopoly game day today. Strawberry Day. Just had some of those yesterday.
Would you call that the most famous board game?
Monopoly?
Maybe ever made.
Possibly, yeah.
I was thinking about that. I would probably say yes.
Probably, yeah.
Could be forgetting something.
What would be your next pick? See?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah,
Monopoly. As far as a board game goes, I'm trying to think of, like, what's the most recognizable board game? Like the board itself. Maybe something like Sorry.
Yeah, Risk.
Or even like Candyland.
Yeah.
Something like that.
There's another one. Yeah. Okay, today is weigh-in day. Start your new year off, right? Yeah. Today's whipped cream day.
Sure.
Want to know some stuff about whipped cream?
Sure.
In the 16th century, whipped cream was commonly referred to as milk snow.
Okay.
All right. Cream must be kept under 50 degrees to whip properly. If it's too warm, the fat will not stabilize, and you'll likely end up with, guess what? Butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the invention of the modern whisk, people often used willows or branches to whip the cream. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Heavy cream and whipping cream are chemically identical to whole milk. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
False. To whip successfully, cream must have a high fat content, typically between 30 and 40%, whereas whole milk is only about 3.5% fat. And the first non-dairy whipped cream was invented by the wife of a man who created Kellogg's cereal. Ella Kellogg developed a plant-based version using almond butter in 1904. So there you go. Didn't know we were going to whip out some whipped cream trivia today, did you?
No.
Huh?
There we go.
Okay. Great sandwich survey of the year is finally in. How do you cut your sandwich?
Finally in.
Yeah, I know. The results of the Great Sandwich Survey of 2026. 48% of you cut your sandwiches how?
Diagonally?
Yes.
I would say.
20%?
Ooh, the long way?
The long way?
Yeah.
Horizontally?
Yeah.
Okay. 20. That's close enough. We'll take that answer. 20% cut them horizontally. 32%? Don't cut at all.
Yeah.
Just eat the sandwich as is. And the survey, what's that?
This is under the assumption of it's just square bread, I guess, obviously.
Yeah. And the survey also finds that 80% of you eat your sandwich crust on.
Yeah. Same.
In fact, I just said, what did I have? I had a little sandwich over the weekend.
Well, did you say 87% eat crust on?
80%.
80%? Okay. Yeah. It's actually a lot more than I would have thought.
And I got to the bread that hasn't been opened yet, and I ate the heel.
See, yeah. I'm curious to see how many people put in that sandwich survey eat the heel as part of their sandwich.
Eat the heel. Eat the heel. Let's do some other trivia, shall we? Today, let's see. Tablecloths were originally meant to be served as towels, with dinner guests then could wipe their hands after eating on the tablecloth. So the tablecloths were used as towels. Jeez, but that was nasty after a while. How fast does the when glass breaks, the crack move? How fast? Jeez. This is crazy number.
The speed of sound.
3,000 miles an hour.
Huh.
In your life.
Very fast.
In your life, James, how many miles are you going to drive?
Ooh. In my life, probably not as many as the average, I would say.
798,000 miles.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is. 10,000 people did what over Christmas this year?
Nothing.
Got engaged.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a trick question.
I know a couple people. Couple couples that got engaged.
Got engaged on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Eve, yeah.
Christmas Eve, okay.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
That feels like here's what I'll say, probably an easy, the easiest day to remember.
That you got engaged.
Yeah.
So you got married.
Not married, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. 18% of us get out of bed immediately when we wake up in the morning. True or false?
False.
True.
Okay.
18. That's low.
That is low. I would have thought it would have been a little higher.
I would have thought it would have been higher, too. I'm in that 18%.
I'm not.
When the alarm goes off, boom.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it. I don't hit the snooze bar. Very seldom have I ever hit the snooze bar. I just get up and sit up.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Are you a snooze bar?
I'm not. I don't like using snooze. I usually set two alarms.
I always set two alarms anyway.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Just in case.
Yeah.
There's only been a couple times in my career that I've had to, that second alarm was the one that's like, oh, man.
Mm. Got to get up.
I know. Who coined the term good to the last drop for coffee?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the...
It was Folgers.
Folgers
was the one they used it, but actually the original person that coined that term, President Theodore Roosevelt.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. In a recent survey that asked people, what is the most stressful thing you have ever experienced? Oh, we did this one already.
Birth.
You think. That's no, buying and selling a house.
Yeah, that's what I guessed last time.
Wait, I already read that one. It popped back up again. They must have thought it was too good to pass up, so let's read it again. Really? Jeez. I think that's kind of exciting. The average one of these with wheels travels about 8 miles a year.
The average one of these with wheels travels 8 miles a year?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Your office chair.
Oh, okay.
Your office chair.
8 miles, that's a lot.
That is. I like it.
Huh.
And the way you move around, it probably goes more than that.
I'd say less.
Okay. Okay. James has got Swap Shop. We're kicking off a new year. Let's load it up. Buy, sell, trade. Coming your way. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming. Source for news, 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way.